Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us, click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
To get started.
Well, a tough start for the Bucks. A little bit of a continuation from what we last saw when these teams met, with Indiana leading 22-12. We welcome you back to Gainbridge Fieldhouse, where so far Indiana has connected on 59% of their shots, the Bucks just 25%, and thus the 10-point disparity. Before we do anything else, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Bucks fans, who makes dental and vision insurance simple? Well, there's only one answer. Definitely Delta Dental. For insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. We're also brought to you by Ticketmaster. Make more memories live with Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Bucks and the NBA. So can Milwaukee figure out what ails them? And so much of this is, you hate to be a broken record, but you got to make some shots, especially layups. Brook Lopez missed a layup on a Euro step, driving the lane, and that ignites the Indiana offense, and they score quickly on the other end. We have seen that time and again throughout this series and throughout this regular season series, for that matter, in addition to the playoffs. So here in Game 3, the Bucks in a 1-1 series tie, but currently down by 10. Middleton gets his man into the air, and he'll go to the line for two more as Obi Toppin was biting. A lot of energy from this young Indiana team, a lot of energy from these fans. It has been deafening here in the opening quarter of this one so far here tonight, and a 22-12 game where the Pacers have not trailed. Middleton's been about the only source of offensive production for Milwaukee so far. He's got 6 of the Bucks' 12 points, and you can make it 7 as he sticks the first of 2 free throws. He's now 3 of 3 from the line, and in the playoffs has connected on 24 consecutive free throws going back to last year. His second free throw is good, and he just beat the broadcaster jinx for good measure. So here come the Pacers the other direction with it. TJ McConnell's into the front court across that oversized Pacers logo at midcourt. They get into the corner. Shepard misses on a 3, but another offensive rebound. Miles Turner is dominating this game. Comes away with it and lays it right back up and in. He's already got 8 points and 4 rebounds, and he has been a real problem early. Beasley from the top of the arc misses short on the 3, and the Pacers look to run again. Here's McConnell the other way. Throws it over his shoulder back to Toppin. Toppin's on the baseline. Has the ball poked free by Lopez, but out of bounds. The Pacers have outscored the Bucks 14-6 in the last 3:39 of this game. And Milwaukee's not doing it itself any favors by missing the degree of shots that they are. 4 of 17 to start this game at 23%. Inbound pass goes to Turner. Turner will get it now to Shepard. Shepard's on the near wing, defended by Beverly. Hands it to McConnell. McConnell with a right-hand dribble gets into the paint. Wiggles free before he passes it to Halliburton. Halliburton lost track of where he was on the floor and stepped out of bounds on the sideline. So an unforced turnover will give it back to the Bucks, who are searching near and far for something positive to quiet this crowd. They haven't had a lot thus far. Here comes Connaughton to inbound. He'll get it to Beverly, almost taken away by McConnell. I mean, these guys are just quick twitch, jumping the route every chance they get. Those 50-50 balls, we talk about it. Whether it's rebounds, steals, whatever, they just seem to have the extra step early in this game. See if Milwaukee can do something about that as Porter's going to come back in, replacing Brook Lopez. Middleton goes out. Lillard is also in for the Bucks. Beverly sends the inbound pass to Connaughton. Pat's got it in the backcourt. Siakam's trying to give him some trouble. He races around him with relative ease, and now at the top of the arc, he'll hand to Portis. 3:19 to play in the first. Bucks down 24-14. Dame Lillard on the left wing around the Portis screen. Pocket pass back to Portis. Portis air mills a pass almost too high, but Beverly corrals it with two to shoot. Got to get the shot off now to Beasley. Beasley's three-pointer misses strong, and the beat goes on. Bucks 0 of 6 from distance, 4 of 18 from the floor. Halliburton the other way. He makes the pass into the corner. Shepard passed up an open three, but Obi Toppin will have an open one, and he'll splash it through. He beckons to the crowd, blowing them a kiss, and right now it is all fun and games for the Pacers, anything but for Milwaukee so far. Bobby Portis has it at the top of the arc. It's an 11-2 run now for Indiana. Bucks down 27-14. Lillard scoops to the hoop, lays it off the window and good as he goes tumbling down and now holding his leg. Damian Lillard's down behind the play, holding his left leg. Here's a dunk on the other side for Toppin, and if the Bucks don't feel snake bit right now, I don't know when you do. You have all of the big three right now dealing with some form of injuries as Lillard gets back to his feet, and here's a foul, and Lillard is going to have to be helped. He can't put any pressure on that left leg right now. So Damian Lillard joins the ranks of the walking wounded for the Bucks, along with Giannis and Chris Middleton, who turned his ankle. For Lillard, tough to see what exactly happened. He came down. It was when he landed that the knee looked like it may have been impacted. And so we'll wait to see what's going on with Dame. He's still on the bench being worked on right now, but I don't know how many teams can take hits to the degree the Bucks have with Giannis, Middleton, and Lillard now dealing with injuries. Inbound pass goes to Portis. He's at the top of the arc. He was A.J. Green back in now for the Bucks as he checks in, I should say, for the first time tonight. Beasley on the right wing. Stumbled for a moment, holds his dribble, gives it to Beverly with four to shoot. Pat Bev drives down the right side of the lane, flips the shot off the window and good as he was driving. Inside of 2 minutes to go, Pat Bev still coming with that same energy. He's one guy right now that's got his jump and his step. You watch him, he's been explosive. Beasley stumbles on the other side, opens the door for a three-point try, but Halliburton couldn't hit. However, another offensive rebound as it's tipped over to Shepard. Now Toppin left of the lane. He'll drive inside, gets it to the corner. Shepard fires up a three, and he cans it from the deep corner in front of his bench. Indiana all over Milwaukee here in this first quarter, 32-18. 1:27 to play in the first. Here's Bobby Portis. He's got it on the right side. Sends over to the right wing, over to Connaughton, back to Portis. Portis has missed four of his first five shots tonight. He's trying to post up on Siakam now. Siakam knocks it away. Portis leaves another jump hook short. Pacers going the other way. Halliburton's going into the front court. He'll pass it to Siakam. Siakam, right free throw line extended, dancing with the defensive Portis. A head fake. Hands it off to Halliburton. Halliburton tees up a three. Top of the arc. That misses. Rebound been gathered in by Halliburton. Sends out. It's Nesmith now sending over to Shepard. Back to McConnell now. McConnell tees one up, and he plants it right in the heart of the cylinder. Well, the Pacers are shooting 60%, and it doesn't help that they've already managed to come away with four offensive rebounds and scored 10 second-chance points. And salt in the wounds, it is all getting away from Milwaukee. Now a moving screen on the other side because Portis gets called for another. So Indiana is pouring it on the Bucks early in this one. Andre Jackson comes in. I mean, if you're trying to come up with a worst-case scenario to start a game, you'd be hard-pressed to come up with one much worse than this. 35-18, you've lost Damian Lillard to an injury. And you're shooting 29%. The Pacers are shooting 60%. Been that kind of game so far through our opening 12 here tonight in downtown Indy. Siakam's going into the front court. As he moves it ahead, a zone look for the Bucks on defense. 2-3 look. McConnell looks left, goes right with it to Siakam. Siakam dribbling with the left hand, couple head fakes, sends it off. McConnell leaks free. He'll lay it in, and another easy layup. 19-6 run for the Pacers, and Bucks are leaking oil. Here's a near turnover at midcourt. Green's pass deflected into the backcourt by McConnell. Portis picks it up, gets it back to Green. A.J. being defended tightly by McConnell again. It is just a heavy dose of pressure on both sides from Indiana. A.J. Green's going to get fouled on a three from the top of the arc. Fans aren't accustomed to seeing anything go bad for their team so far as they're booing that. Indiana, an 8-0 scoring run. Green will have a chance to snap it. I didn't see if Dame went back to the locker room, but I do not see him on the bench, so I presume he has, and he has gone to the locker room now, or the training room, back behind the action here, and man, oh man. Green at the line on the first of two, or three. His free throw is good. So again, if you're just joining us, well, catch yourself lucky. This has been a tough one if you're a Bucks fan, because Milwaukee finds itself in an early 18-point hole. They have not shot it well, and Indiana has, and perhaps most notably, Damian Lillard has left the game with what appeared to be a left leg injury of sorts. Free throw goes down for Green, and I guess they only gave him a two-point shot there, as he only had two shots, and now on the other side, we're going to have another layup inside, driving underneath and scoring late in the clock. Was Indiana, if Beverly puts the shot up and misses it from half court, but Halliburton got the bucket to go from up close, and Indiana will mercilessly play throughout this first quarter, where it has not been pretty for the Bucks. 39-20, 19-point lead for Indiana through our opening 12 minutes here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. We will step aside and hopefully keep you posted on what's going on with Dame. Tough start for the Bucks. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on honey and tea.
12-ounce Bargain Bee honey, just $2 for $5. Or 20-count Bigelow tea, $2 for $5.
I caramba, hot, hot prices on honey and tea.
Bargain Bee, $2 for $5. Bigelow, also $2 for $5.
Enjoy honey and tea season and save lots of money.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee owned.
It's Woodmans.
A cancer diagnosis shouldn't have to mean living without joy or optimism. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, we're pushing to put cancer in its place. By bringing together teams of leading specialists who are pioneering ways to treat every type of cancer, and by unleashing promising new clinical trials, let's push ahead until every cancer diagnosis is a story of survivorship. To learn more about breakthrough cancer care, visit frederick.com/cancer.
Hi, the next time you have something special planned or your business has corporate travel demands, consider our Go Right Way chauffeured services. Our sedans and SUVs offer the utmost in comfort, privacy, and elegance. With the largest chauffeured fleet in the state, we'll be there whenever you need us. To book your chauffeured service today, visit GoRightWay.com. Go Right Way, preferred transportation provider of the Milwaukee Bucks.
The NBA playoffs are here, and we all know playoff mode is a thing. Listen to the evidence. Playoff crowds are going wild. Playoff players are lighting up the court. Even your speakers are in playoff mode. Okay, we'll take it down a notch, but just a notch, because this is the turn it up to 11 NBA playoffs. Playoff mode is clearly a thing.
This is what you love about playoff basketball.
The NBA playoffs, presented by Google Pixel, continue on ABC, ESPN, TNT, and NBA TV.
Well, while we were away, there was a glimmer of hope for the Bucks as Pat Beverly, with 0.1 seconds left, launched that near half-court heave and was evidently fouled. So they went to the monitors and looked at it. After the clock was showing zeros, they put 0.1 back on the clock, and that sent Pat Bev to the free throw line for three shots. He just missed the third after making the first two, so a little bit of solace for you if you're a Bucks fan, but still, that scoreboard is looking awfully crooked right now, 39-22 in favor of Indiana as the first quarter officially comes to a close. And Milwaukee will have some work to do, and again, have to do it without, it appears, both Dame Lillard and Giannis. Giannis is walking out of the tunnel now. He's in street clothes, and I presume he was back there checking on Damian Lillard as he makes his way back toward the team huddle as we sit between quarters now. We will keep it here as we just came back from our break. Again, while we were away, it was Pat Beverly going to the free throw line for three shots, where he went 2 for 3. So far, mentioned Beverly has come out and actually given this team some nice energy so far in this game in 10 minutes. He scored 6 points, and he's gone to the line for five shots already. And he and, you know, you could make the case, I think Chris Middleton, those two have come out and played well, but aside from them, it's been some tough sledding so far. Lillard went 2 of 5, missed all three of his jump shots, but made a couple of layups. However, left the game with a left leg injury, and we will be awaiting a report to see what the deal is on that, but was not able to put a whole lot in the way of pressure on it initially when he left the game. Our broadcast brought to you, as always, by Pick and Save. It's the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. We're also presented by Bally Sports. Catch the Bucks all season long on Bally Sports. The comebacks, the breakout stars, the can't-miss moments. Watch it all on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app. Dave Kane, glad to have you with us. Our on-site engineer, Alan Benjamin, one of the best in the business, working with one of the best in Tom Hecker, who made the trip down here, giving us some stats along the way here as he came in from the Cream City today. Maybe an out and back for Tommy today. Man, that's dedication right there, Holmes. Justin Garcia back in the studio, along with Jason Gordon, our flagship station, WTMJ, our entire crew. Glad to have you with us here in this postseason run. It is game three of a best-of-seven series. This thing deadlocked at a game apiece. These teams will play again coming up on Sunday night when they play in what will be a 7 o'clock local time, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time game in this very building before the series shifts back to Milwaukee for game five on Tuesday. And the question is, where will this series be sitting by that point? Well, this one is off to a rugged start for the Bucks, down 17 points through one quarter of hoops, 39-22 in a first quarter that saw Indiana connect on 63% of their shots. The Bucks just 30%. The Bucks were 6 of 20 from the floor, 0 of 6 from three-point range. The Pacers 17 of 27 from the floor and 5 of 13 from beyond the arc. And on top of it, Indiana, this was the real salt in the wound, scored 10 second-chance points, and they only missed 10 shots in the first half as they were able to gather in 4 of those 10 misses on offensive rebounds. Dame Lillard just walked out of the tunnel, and that is a good sign for the Bucks. Looks like he's not favoring that leg, at least out of the gates. So fingers crossed, he looks like he is going to be good to come back in. Wow. Well, there is a breath of relief for Bucks Nation, even though that scoreboard's not the way the Bucks want it to be looking. Here's a 2-3 zone. 3-point try from Nesmith, top of the arc. That missed short. Rebound out of bounds and off of Shepard. So some positive juju for the Bucks. Dame Lillard's coming back in. He'll replace A.J. Green. Man, when he went down, unable to put pressure on that leg, I almost wonder if he banged knees or what it was, if it was some kind of a stinger. But he's out there now, and now Andre Jackson moves it into the front court. So Milwaukee starts the quarter with a combination of Middleton, Beverly, Lillard, along with Jackson. Pat Bev on the near wing, and Portis out there as well. Beverly on the left side, hands it off to Middleton with 4 to shoot. He's at the left free throw line extended, pulls up and splashes one through. Cash money Middleton looking sharp early in this one. He's got 10 points, and the Bucks climb back to within 15. Can they get stops, though? That has been the trick. This Indiana team has scored with impunity throughout a good chunk of this series, at least here in these last two games. McConnell on the handoff. Gets the ball out to Nesmith. He's being defended by Andre Jackson. Step back three on the way. Left it short. Rebound gathered in by Portis. And here comes Milwaukee with some rare momentum. Bucks going left to right into the front court. Middleton driving on Nesmith. Jab step in. Now you're going to pull up, fades and fires. Cash money strikes again. Chris Middleton knocks down a pair, and Milwaukee gets off to a heck of a start to begin things here in this second quarter. They needed it. Timeout early for the Pacers. The Bucks, opening 90 seconds, have put up 6 points to none for Indiana. We'll come back 39-26, still down by 13, but chiseling away at that deficit, and Dame time is back in effect. Lillard is back playing with the Bucks, and we'll see if the Bucks can continue to keep it going when we come back after this. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Save big money on Menards unbeatable selection of Atlas roofing products. Atlas shingles have the curb appeal you're looking for and the protection you deserve. Castlebrook, Briarwood, and Pinnacle shingles feature a limited lifetime warranty, up to 130 mile per hour wind warranty, and a super wide design for fast installation. Choose from 20 styles in stock, ready to take home today. And check out Menards.com for all of our hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit PaysBig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Six, our score. Bucks back to within 13, trailed by as many as 19, but a 6-0 run going back to, I guess, technically the very end of the first quarter when Pat Bev was fouled on a three-pointer, and Milwaukee has cut it to a 13-point game. 39-26, those 39 points allowed the first quarter, the most the Bucks have given up since way back on January 8th when the Utah Jazz put up 41 points in the first quarter against Milwaukee, but so far they've been able to keep them off the scoreboard to start the second quarter. We're about just under 90 seconds into the second frame as the Pacers allow the basketball when we resume with, again, 10:36 to go in the second quarter. For Indiana, the inbound pass will be sent in by Ben Shepherd. He's joined by T.J. McConnell along with Pascal Siakam and Jalen Smith out there for the first time here tonight, and also Aaron Nesmith for the Pacers. Milwaukee counters with a combination of Jackson, Lillard, Beverly, Middleton, and Portis. McConnell moves it ahead into the front court for Indiana, crosses the timeline with Jackson, arms extended, watching him. The rookie's getting some playing time here early in this one. McConnell pulls up, misses the shot, rebound tipped around, and the loose ball kept from going out of bounds by Portis, who came away with that 50-50 ball as he tapped it back to Lillard. Lillard throws on the Jets. He got bumped. There's the late whistle, and there is the call after Lillard put the shot up. Let's see if they give him continuation. I think they will. Is Damian Lillard definitely took a bump. I don't know, the fans are booing, but absolutely McConnell bumped him. I mean, that's a foul. So Dame's going to the line for two shots. And for the first time tonight, he is at the stripe where he has spent a good chunk of time in this series. His first of two free throws rattles around and drops. Lillard in these playoffs has been outstanding in the first half. 61 points on 18 of 31 shooting from the floor in the first half of games. In the second half, it's been another story. He's 8 points on 3 of 14 shooting in the first two games, and he knocks down both free throws here. So Milwaukee's got it back to an 11-point game, playing their way back to within eye shot here after going down by 19 late in the first quarter. Here's Siakam spinning, missing the turnaround jump hook. Ball tapped at a couple times. Oh, man, they got three times to try to get those points across, and on the last tap-in, they got it to go as Jalen Smith gets it to fall. Milwaukee could have really used another stop there. Now the ball's pried free of Middleton and knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with Milwaukee. This is where the Bucks really miss Giannis, not having him almost for his point guard ability. You've got Damian Lillard, but it's beyond those two. Those are your guys that get the ball into the front court. You're much more susceptible to these types of plays when you don't have Giannis. Lillard around a screen, pulls up, and he unleashes a three. No good, but Jackson flies in and stuffs it down on the putback dunk. So the rookies paying some big dividends here early as he's got some early burn for Milwaukee. Back to within 11. Here's McConnell on the other side. Hands off Siakam. He's sealed off again by Jackson. 2-3 zone for the Bucks. McConnell probes. He pulls up. His shot back iron no good. Rebound tapped at. Middleton comes away with the rebound as he chases it down right in front of the Indy bench. Chris going the other direction now for Milwaukee. Behind the back dribble. Takes it in. Little Euro step. Puts the shot up no good. Portis rather with the rebound. But he had the ball knocked away as he was going up with it. So Indiana comes away with it. Bobby continuing to struggle to try to get points across. Pacers the other direction. Jackson's going to get called for a foul as he extended the leg and tripped up Aaron Nesmith on the drive. But I'll tell you this. Andre Jackson, though, has given this team a nice boost coming off the bench. A little of that youthful energy to fight fire with fire against this youthful Indiana team. And I'm going to get some fouls like that from him, but I'm not sure you even mind a foul like that. It keeps the drive and the easy bucket from happening. His first foul on Jackson for the Bucks. Here's a steal as Andre Jackson steps in front of the inbound pass. He's going the other way. Again, Jackson with his fingerprints on this game early. Here's Damian Lillard toying with the defense. He pulls up, 18-footer, missed short. Foul on the rebound going against Shepherd, they'll say. He bodied up on Portis. So Milwaukee's going to get the basketball back, trailing 41-30. Early in this game, both Bobby Portis and Damian Lillard struggling with their shots. That's going to have to change if the Bucks want to win this game here tonight. Brook Lopez getting set to come in. That foul was team foul number 2 on Indiana. Portis going to take a seat. Lopez is in to replace him. Siakam's going out for the Pacers along with Jalen Smith and T.J. McConnell as they will make a whole host of substitutes as Shepherd checks out. Nesmith is in to replace him, or rather Nembhard is in to replace him. So now for the Pacers, the lineup decidedly different. Miles Turner back in. Here's a pull-up mid-range shot. Middleton missed it wide right from 17. Rebounded underneath by Toppin. Halliburton goes the other way for Indiana, joined by Toppin, Nembhard, Turner, and Nesmith. Tyrese Halliburton hands it off. Pull-up jumper on the way. Turner cans another. Turner was carrying his team early in this one, spent some time on the bench, and it was nice with him out of the game, at least for the Bucks. Indiana certainly happy to have him back in. Here's Middleton driving all the way in, and he has his shot rebuked by Nesmith. Indiana going the other way. Toppin puts his shot up. That's blocked by Jackson, who slots it down. On the fight for the loose ball, it's batted out to the opposite sideline. It'll stay with the Pacers, but once again, Andre Jackson giving the Bucks a little something off that bench here, a little bit of that energy. Here's a three-point try on the inbound pass, and Turner strikes again. Blows a kiss to the heavens as he trots the other way. He has already scored 13 points in this game and gone 3 of 4 from long range. Back to a 16-point lead for the Pacers. Bucks offense is cooled off. They've missed 6 of their last 7. Here's Lillard. Double team arrived. Gets it off to Middleton. Middleton off to Lopez. Lopez just inside the free throw line. Little floater up and in. Again, your best defense against this Indiana team is your offense. And when you go cold, notice that's when the Pacers tend to get rolling. Halliburton circles inside. Puts the shot up. That one leaks off the side of the iron. Couldn't get it to go. Wanted a foul on Jackson, but Jackson wasn't called for it. He came away with a loose ball, and now the Bucks into the front court. Pat Bev sealed off by Turner. He's on the near side. We've got 7:23 to go here in the second. Bucks down 46-32. Hand off to Middleton. Middleton right of the lane with Turner on him. Goes right by Turner. He'll lay it in with a left-hand finger roll. Silky smooth move there from Chris, and the Bucks go back to within 12. Halliburton the other way. Hands it off. Toppin with a head fake. Works over to the right side. And an open three now on the way. Nembhard buries it. Another three for the Pacers, who have hit 7 of them tonight. The Bucks 0 of 7 from distance. Lillard gets fouled on the three, and he missed it short, but he will go to the line. Well, the Bucks have missed on three-pointers, but they've had a couple fouls go against the Pacers on three-point shots. Although, actually, one of them was turned into a two-point shot. It looked like a three when A.J. Green put it up, but they only gave him 2. So here's Lillard stepping to the line. Free throws are really keeping the Bucks in this game. They are 12 of 13 from the line. The Pacers have not been to the free throw line, and that is really the Bucks' saving grace in this game. It's been a lifeline. First free throw is good for Lillard. By the way, for Milwaukee, you could make the case free throws have been a saving grace throughout this series as the second free throw goes in for Lillard. Throughout these playoffs, Milwaukee at the free throw line has shot it exceptionally well to the tune of better than 90%. Coming into this game, that was best in the NBA, 94% from the line as a team, and that continues here tonight. Another free throw on the way for Damian Lillard. Nesmith checks out. Shepherd is in. Middleton goes out. Crowder comes in for the Bucks. Chris Middleton's provided 14 of the Bucks' points tonight. Lillard's third of three free throws is up and good, and it is just good to see Damian Lillard out there and even playing after he went down in a degree of pain, holding his left knee, it looked like. But he came back after going into the tunnel and getting worked on. Turner wants another three. Finally, he misses. Rebound kept alive by Nembhard, but he bounced it out of bounds on the baseline as he was jousting for positioning with Pat Bev. So the inbound pass will go to Lillard. Bucks down by just the 12. And the way this game was going, that is a victory for Milwaukee. Indiana was absolutely blowing the doors off to start. Here's Lopez driving in. He'll lay it in on the finger roll going the other way off the window. So Milwaukee's got it back to a 10-point game. Closest it's been since it was 22-14 with about 4 minutes to go in the first. That was an epic finish to that first quarter. But right now, Indiana, when they've gotten open looks, they punish the Bucks, and Toppin does again. Obi Toppin sticks the three from the left wing, and now Milwaukee down again by 13. Lillard on the left wing. He's got it. Defended tightly by Nembhard around the Lopez screen. Pick and roll to Lopez. Good dish down low. Jackson, though, feeds it to the corner. Crowder missed the three there. Indiana looking to run again. Outlet feed to Shepherd. Shepherd all the way in on Lopez. Lays it in with a foul. And that is Exhibit A. What Indiana can do to you when you miss a shot. Andre Jackson probably would have been better served to try to score that ball when he was up close. Instead, he funneled to the corner where Crowder missed the three. And that jump started the fast break for the Pacers. So Bucks had got it back to a 10-point game, but bada boom, bada bing, it's back to 16 after a three-pointer and a three-point play as Shepherd makes the free throw. 55-39, 5:44 to go in the second quarter. Lopez has it at the free throw line on the handoff to Lillard. Lillard left free throw line extended, takes it down low, missed the layup. Rebound gobbled up by Lopez, and he will power it right back up and in as he kisses it off the glass and good. 55-41. Indiana out in front by 14 now. Halliburton flicks the pass to the right wing. Nembhard out top to Turner. Turner misses another three. Rebound got away from Beverly, though, and it's going to go out of bounds. Back to Indiana. Pat Bev is arguing that he thought he bounced it off Shepherd, but it was Ed Malloy suggesting otherwise. Here comes the inbound pass. Halliburton triggers it into Shepherd on the near wing. Out top to Turner, back to Halliburton. Halliburton with Lillard on him. Back pedals toward midcourt. Wants his running lane. A bounce pass to Turner. Turner sends it to the corner. Toppin's three-pointer. Misses front iron. Rebound knocked out of bounds. This time it'll be Bucks ball as Halliburton knocked it away from Beverly. 5:06 to play. We are in quarter number two in a game the Bucks have not led. They trail by 14 currently. They've trailed by as many as 19 in this game here tonight. Pat Bev going the other direction for Milwaukee now. He's got it around midcourt. He's joined by Lillard, Lopez, Crowder, and Jackson. Lillard, top of the circle, defended by Halliburton. Sends the pass near wing. Pat Bev driving down the paint. Pulls up, little floater, up and good. Teardrop is good, and he shows the too small signal. He put it down there quickly, not quite as long as he's held it in the past. Here's Jackson making life difficult for Nembhard. Knocked it away from him, out of bounds. He thought he got it off of Nembhard. Nembhard a little shove on Jackson, who was in his face. So again, Andre Jackson, keep talking about it. He's doing the little things right now. Crowder's going to check out. Middleton comes in. It's going to be interesting to see. You don't see rookies thrown into the fire too often in the playoffs, but Doc Rivers, the way this series is going, is needed to find a spark. He may have gotten it from Jackson. Here's Pascal Siakam. Hands out top. Nesmith will give it to Halliburton. Long three from Tyrese. That rims in and out. Rebound pulled down by Andre Jackson. Jackson going the other way. Races into the front court. Top of the arc, hands to Lillard. Lillard a head fake. He explodes to the cup inside. Now passes to Beverly. Out to Lopez on the right wing. Brooks slings it left wing. Middleton, catch and shoot three from the left side, and he cans it. Chris Middleton gets Milwaukee back to within nine on that three. And a timeout coming from the Pacers. So we will take a timeout with them. 4:09 to play in the second quarter, a game that looked like it was about to be over before it even began. Well, Bucks have had something to say about that. They have come back and made it a 9-point game. No Giannis tonight. Can the Bucks battle their way back into the thick of it? We'll get closer to answering that question when we return Playoff Hoops here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Camps.
Hey, Bucks fans, tonight's cocktail of the game is presented, as always, by Casamigos. You can visit bucks.com/cocktail for tonight's recipe. Casamigos, proud to be an official spirit of the Bucks and Pfizer Forum, and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, here in the second quarter, it has been a different flavor for sure. After the Bucks in the first quarter shot just 30%, here in the second quarter so far they've hit 53%. Conversely, the Pacers, who began this game and through the first 12 minutes hitting 63% of their shots, have gone just 30% here in this second frame, going 6 of 19 from the floor. But with that, Milwaukee still only hit one three-pointer so far in this game. That was Chris Middleton, who has had himself a solid game, even though he was questionable all the way up to game time with that left ankle injury, or that right ankle injury. But 17 points in this first quarter to pace all Bucks scores, and actually, for that matter, all scores in this game so far. Siakam just 6 points, by the way, for Indiana so far. He's out there, and the Pacers have the ball. Here's Turner inside, lays it in through a couple defenders. That gets the Pacers back ahead by 11. 57-46, we've got 3:55 to play in the second quarter. Damian Lillard's on the floor right now with Lopez, who takes the pocket pass from Dame, drives inside, and kisses the shot up and in off the window. Lopez starting to score inside. He's 4 of 6 from the floor, and most of it's been inside where he scored all of his 8 points. Pacers on the other end. Bucks again coming with Andre Jackson on the floor. Here's Lopez trying to stay with Nesmith. High shot off the window, no good. It was altered by Lopez, rebounded by Middleton. He'll get it down to Lillard. Lillard's going the other way. Hands the ball off to Middleton. Middleton kisses the shot off the window and good. Chris is looking good early in this one. 57-50. The lead is down to 7. Closest it's been since it was a 6-point game with 4:50 to go in that first quarter. Fans getting a little restless. Now Dame pokes the ball free, and Matt manages to push it ahead to Jackson, who takes it inside the other way. His shot is rejected by Siakam, but goes out of bounds off the Pacers, and Milwaukee will have it. Those quick hands from Damian Lillard managing to pry it free, and then Jackson going the other way. Now Jackson is some kind of athlete, but he has not seen people the likes of Pascal Siakam throughout his college career. I can promise you that much. An 11-2 run, though, for the Bucks. Have them back to within seven. Inbound pass to Middleton. He reels it in. Hands it to the near wing. Lillard, a head fake. Now launches from three, but misses the wide-open look. You won't get a cleaner look than that. Dame's shot just has not been there tonight. It has been not the way he started, certainly, the last two games, suffice it to say. Here's Siakam. He has the ball knocked away. Point's going to get called for a foul here. I didn't see much from where we're sitting. Doc Rivers has his palms airborne as he walks toward midcourt. He's wondering what the foul was. I'd like to see that one again. Portis did not argue it. Oh, I tell you what, I thought Siakam just started to get loose with that ball. Maybe the foul was before, so there's no shot here. Siakam's going to take it into the paint. He'll hand it off now. Halliburton's got it top of the arc. And work it to the corner. Nesmith sends a dart to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper on the way. Turner couldn't hit it. The rebound is saved from going out of bounds on a good hustle play from Nesmith, and another offensive rebound. It's been a problem here in this game for the Bucks. Nesmith's going to get the ball in the corner. He fires from three, but he got fouled by Jackson. So those are the two sides of the sword when you play a rookie out there like that. Andre Jackson's going to have some of those fouls you want to have back, but so far it has been worth it to put the rookie out of UConn onto the floor. He's given his team a nice lift, but here's Nesmith going to the line for three free throws. Dame knocks down that three-pointer, that wide-open look. It's a four-point game. Instead, it's Indiana with a chance to make it a 10-point game here, pending a few free throws. First one's up and good for Nesmith. So far, Lillard, the 9 points, but has not been efficient. Just 2 of 9 shooting, 0 of 3 from three-point range. Second free throw is good for Nesmith, the 78% free throw shooter in his fourth season out of Vanderbilt. Last of three free throws on the way. To get it back to a 10-point lead for the Pacers with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. Free throw is good. So here's Milwaukee going the other direction with it down by 10, 60-50 with 2:14 to play now in the opening half. Pat Bev on the handoff to Lillard. Dame around that logo at midcourt, around the Lopez screen. Pocket pass back to Brook. Brook drives inside, lays it softly out the window and good. That has been the Bucks' bread and butter here in this game so far. Going right at Miles Turner down there. Lopez has been able to score. Back to an 8-point game. Here's a head fake as it's Nembhard passing it to Halliburton. Now to Nesmith, drives the left baseline. He attacks inside. He powers the shot up and in over Lopez. Tough drive there from Aaron Nesmith, his first field goal after he'd missed his first 6 shots. Back to a 10-point lead for the Pacers, 1:35 to go. First half, Bucks have not led, trailed by as many as 19. Beverly's got it, top of the arc with 9 to shoot, dribbles with the right hand, drives down the right side of the lane. Lost it for a moment, sends out, pass was a little slow getting to Lopez, so he'll have to hand it away to Beverly, not to Portis. Portis gets the fly right at the horn. They're going to say he didn't get it off, and that is a shame. Bobby Portis knocked it down, and it's probably still even good just for him to see one go through, but he's just 1 of 6 so far in this game, and the Bucks turn it over. Took too much time to get that shot away. 62-52, Pacers with a 10-point lead, chance to get it back to 12 here, or even 13 with a 3-ball, as Nembhard's going to pass it over to Halliburton. Bucks come out of that 2-3 zone again. They've been throwing that in throughout this first half. Here's a 3-pointer. Nembhard zeroes in and splashes another one through for the Pacers. That's been the difference in this game. Now running out of time. Beverly had to throw it in somehow. Lopez catches up to it with the full-court pressure playing havoc on the Bucks. Lopez may have gotten away with a travel, sends the pass out, and Beverly sinks his teeth into a 3. Knocks it down as he was trailing on the play, and Milwaukee needed that boost. Back to a 10-point game. Michelob Ultra 3, presented by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Just the second made 3 for the Bucks tonight, 9 of them for the Pacers. They have outscored the Bucks by 27 points from the bonus sphere. Here's Halliburton. Left baseline, sends it to the cutter. Nembhard, a couple head fakes. His pass to the near wing. Turner hands it off up top. Nembhard fires from 3, no good, but Halliburton flies in and dunks in the rebound. Nobody took care of Halliburton, who was uncontested inside on that follow-up. Offensive rebounds and three-pointers have been a problem for the Bucks here in this game. Fans trying to rile up the team. Lillard catch and shoot three. Top of the arc, no good. Long rebound, though. Back to Middleton with seven to play here in the half. He'll pass it out, deflected out of bounds. Another clean look for Dame, who has just not had it tonight. Indiana's got 9 offensive rebounds in this game and have scored 20 second chance points. That's in a half, folks. Way too much. And, you know, amazingly, if the Bucks get this thing within 10 points going into halftime the way this half has gone, you got to feel awfully good. Because it has been a veritable house of horrors here so far in this first half in Indiana for Milwaukee. Here comes the inbound pass. Lillard will get it to Lopez. Back to Dame. Dame's going to get fouled up top. Indiana did have a foul to give. So with 3.6 seconds to go, I don't think he was in the shooting motion yet. No. Foul is before the shot. So the Bucks will have to do it again with 3.6 seconds now on the clock. Lillard will inbound. He's got Portis, Middleton, A.J. Green, and Brook Lopez on the floor. See who they get it to. Lofted to Middleton. Middleton fades and fires. Contested shot. No good at the horn, and that's going to do it on what was an arduous first half of basketball. Bucks trailed by as many as 19 points in the first half. That was at the end of the first quarter. It looked like it was getting away. Lillard was hurt. He came back out of the trainer's table in the tunnel, and ultimately the Bucks responded in the second quarter and actually made a game of this thing. And in fact, if you're Indiana, you've got to be thinking, we probably should have been up by more than we are. Milwaukee outscores the Pacers 33-28 in the second quarter in spite of a woeful shooting effort from beyond the arc that saw the Bucks go just 2 of 13 while Indiana hit 9 of 24. And ultimately, it was 15 of 16 shooting from the line that was the Bucks' biggest lifeline through our opening 24 minutes of this one. Justin Garcia will have you. He'll take a closer look at all those halftime numbers, that and more. We reflect on the half that was and look ahead to the second half. When we come back, this is the BMO Bucks Radio Network, where Milwaukee trails 67-55 at the break.
Family talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow Is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there.
Ice.
I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio. Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
With a wide selection of seats available. As the official ticket marketplace of the Bucks and the NBA, Ticketmaster gives you more ways to find your perfect seat, whether you're making plans in advance or heading to the game last minute. And if your plans change, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell or transfer your tickets. Plus, mobile tickets make getting in on game day a breeze. Buy or sell tickets today at Ticketmaster.com.
The 2024-25 Bucks season promises electrifying performances, unforgettable plays, and more historic moments. Be part of it by securing your seats now at bucks.com/full.
Halftime in Indianapolis. The Pacers with a 12-point lead on the Bucks, 67-55. However, this thing trending much better for the Bucks, especially in that second quarter where the Bucks did win the quarter, 33-28. They outscored the Pacers down by 17 at the end of one. It was 19 at one point, and then Pat Beverly fouled on that three with 0.2 seconds remaining in the first quarter. He hit two of those free throws, so that was the Pacers' largest lead of 19 in the closing seconds of the first quarter. And this one was really starting to slip out of reach for the Bucks. A lead and deficit that was approaching 20. You did not know the status of Damian Lillard. And rookie Andre Jackson Jr. with 10 impactful minutes. He really started to sway this game with his energy and defense. And the Bucks slowly started to right the ship again. Margin may be 12, but all things considered, you feel very good from where this was in the first quarter. Our halftime score, Pacers 67 and the Bucks 55. We will take a look at some of the individual numbers after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Halftime in Indianapolis. It is the Pacers up by 12 on the Bucks, 67-55. I'm Justin Garcia back here on the BMO Bucks radio network. This was a 19-point margin late in the first quarter, and we saw Damian Lillard leave the game with a left leg problem. Pascal Siakam came down on his heel. We saw Dame grabbing at his knee, went to the locker room, but did return in the second quarter. And we saw the Bucks knock that 19-point margin down to as little as 7 with a chance to take it down to 4. Damian Lillard, though, missing a three-pointer that would have made it a two-possession game, and the Pacers would close out the quarter, extending that lead up to 12. That's really one of the stories here, is if you are the Indiana Pacers, there's a little bit of nervousness and anxiousness to see what these shooting numbers are going to look like. Pacers started this game red hot from the field, shooting better than 60% in the opening quarter. It cooled down in that second quarter where, again, the Bucks took control in this game. Pacers shot 63% from the floor and were 5 of 13 on threes in the opening quarter. In the second quarter, they hit 4 of 11 threes, but sank down to just 39% shooting, while the Bucks climbed up to 52%. And again, forced more turnovers, were more active defensively, but just 2 of 13 on threes. That's one of the big differences in this game so far. The Bucks shooting just 15% on threes. The Pacers up to 38%, plus 21 in points scored on threes. The Bucks are winning points in the paint, and that is notable given the Pacers' success in that area. 28-26 is the margin there. That brings us to our American Family Insurance insuring success feature. For the Bucks, it is simply going to work on the glass. The Pacers doing a lot of damage there. 9 offensive rebounds. They have turned those into 20 second chance points. Bucks with just 7. And remember, they've missed more field goals than have the Pacers, and they've only scored 6 points on those second chance opportunities. So the Pacers plus 21 points in three-pointers and plus 14 points in the second chance variety. Clean that up. That will go a long way in ensuring success in the second half. American Family Insurance, life is better with American Family Insurance. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams. Visit AmFam.com to learn more. We'll take a look at the individual scorers for the Bucks and preview the other two games on your NBA playoff scoreboard and get you set for the second half after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
More.
Halftime in Indianapolis. The Pacers with a 12-point lead on the Bucks, 67-55. But again, a very good second quarter from the Bucks, and especially from rookie Andre Jackson Jr., who played 10 of those 12 minutes and helped key this Bucks turnaround down by as many as 19, got it down to as little as 7 at one point in that second quarter. Bucks are led in scoring by Chris Middleton, who is up to 19 points on 7 of 14 shooting and has one of the two made three-pointers by the Bucks in this first half. As we mentioned, that's one of the big differences here is three-point shooting from the Pacers versus what we've seen from the Bucks, just two makes from the outside for the Bucks. Miles Turner himself has 3. Obi Toppin has made 2. Andrew Nembhard has also made 2 threes for the Pacers. And rebounding, that is on the offensive glass, specifically 9 of them for the Pacers. They've turned those into 20 second chance points. 10 points from Brook Lopez as well, who has started to go to work in the paint. 5 of 7, all of those points have come near the basket. And 11 points from Pat Beverly. Again, Bucks still in this, down by 12 at the half, 67-55. Halftime has been brought to you by Uline. Dave Kane has the call of the second half after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
On Bally Sports.
Dame time, Dame time!
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis. Oh, wow.
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton and one. It's his night.
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Cousins Subs wants to make you a VIP. On Friday, May 10th, Donald Driver and Jordan Love will be hosting the annual Green Bay Charity Softball Game at Fox City Stadium in Appleton, Wisconsin. And this year, Cousins and Double D are teaming up to offer you a chance to be their VIP guest. The VIP winner will win a package that includes a meet and greet with Donald, VIP seating, food and beverage, and Cousins Subs for a year. Enter daily at CousinsSubs.com/softball. Now through April 30th, Cousins Subs. We believe in better.
Hi, the next time you have something special planned or your business has